Hello and welcome to Encore, an hour of classical music on Radio Tumbril with me, Bryce Avery. was the Seattle Symphony Orchestra playing the Prayer of St. Gregory, a song composed by Armenian-American composer Alan Hovhaness. St. Gregory, of course, the patron saint of the Armenian Apostolic Church. Now, Johannes Brahms was a shy man, but he enjoyed a practical joke. In 1880, the University of Breslau notified him that they were going to award him an honorary doctorate in philosophy. In return, he was expected to compose a piece of music to be played and conducted by him at the ceremony. Brahms disliked all the paraphernalia of celebrities, so he stuffed the piece, the academic festival overture, with student drinking songs, as well as the famous tune Gaudeamus Igitur. Brahms even puts in a false ending to catch out those who are too eager to applaud. So here is the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, conducted by Ricardo Chailly, playing Brahms' academic festival overture. with the Wannhaus Orchestra of Leipzig playing Brahms' Academic Festival Overture. You're listening to Encore, classical music on Radio Tumbril with me, Bryce Avery. We have a website, www.tumbril, that's tumbril.co.uk. You'll find a playlist, our email address, a comments page, and all the times and frequencies of broadcast of Encore from WRMI in the US and Channel 292 in Europe. Now, in 1881, the German composer Friedrich Hermann composed his Suite for Three Violins. It has five movements. We're going to have the third one, Canzonetta, which means song. It's played for us here by a small group of musicians led by Friedman Eichhorn. three violins in D minor, and that was the third movement. Alban Berg was an American composer who lived between 1885 and 1935. He was very influenced by Schoenberg and incorporated the 12-note technique into his music. He nevertheless manages to be emotional and lyrical at the same time. We're going to hear now Berg's Round Dance, played by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis. Fair from his three pieces for orchestra, Opus Number 6. It was in a 1985 recording. We've sometimes heard Mitsuko Kida accompanying Ian Bostridge singing Schubert Lieder. Now, here she is playing the piano for herself. Thank you. And that was the piece Pour les Accords by Claude Debussy, played by Mitsuko Ukida. Right, fun with Purcell next. We're going to have his Sonata No. 9 in F major. It was composed in 1697 and was written for two violins, a bass viol, which is a kind of early cello, and continuo. Continuo would either be a harpsichord or, as in this instance, a small freestanding Baroque organ. Thank you. Purcell Quartet playing Purcell's Sonata No. 9 in F major. Next, we're going to hear again from the contemporary American composer Caroline Shaw and the ensemble Roomful of Teeth. This is the second movement, Saraband, from her Pulitzer Prize-winning composition, Partita for 8 Voices.
Thank you.
Saraband, the second movement from Caroline Shaw's Partita for Eight Voices. Something from the 16th century Italian composer Giovanni Gabrieli next. We're going to hear the London Brass Ensemble playing his Canzoni, which he composed around 1600. Ensemble with Giovanni Gabrieli's Canzoni. We come now to our last piece, which we're going to play out on. It is by the 19th century French composer Georges Bizet. We're going to have the first movement, Allegro Vivo, of his Symphony No. 1 in C major, and it's played by the Munich Symphony Orchestra. You have been listening to Encore Classical Music on Radio Tumbril with me, Bryce Avery. We have a website, www.tumbril.co.uk. You'll find a playlist, our email address, a comments page, and all the times and frequencies of transmission by WRMI in the USA and Channel 292 in Europe. And now here is the Munich Symphony Orchestra with the first movement of Bizet's Symphony No. 1 in C major. So from me, until next time, goodbye.